More than 90% of all the stuff in the universe is made up of a mysterious substance called dark matter. Dark matter holds together galaxies like glue, but we don't know what it is. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports that scientists at Yale University are making the most detailed picture yet of dark matter.
Priyamvada Natarajan is a Yale astrophysicist. She says dark matter is everywhere. Even our galaxy is basically swimming in it. But it's dark, so you can't really study it directly.
These particles do not emit, absorb, or reflect light. In fact, they don't interact with any other particles. So, you know, there's a lot of dark matter even sort of in the room that I'm sitting in right now, right? But since they don't interact with anything, they just go right through.
Natarajan and her team have been creating a sort of map of dark matter by studying distant galaxies through a telescope to see how dark matter's gravity affects them. Now they've produced the highest resolution map ever, and that could help scientists one day solve the mystery of dark matter.
We know a lot about dark matter, about how it's distributed, but we don't know what the particle is. We don't know what it is, actually. So the higher resolution, that might tell you what the dark matter could be made of.
Of course, it's possible. Dark matter is something we've never run into before. If that's the case, Natarajan says it could shake our whole concept of reality.
The detection of the dark matter particle and something peculiar about its nature that we had not imagined before could really open the door to a brand new understanding and a fundamental rethink. So we're going to have to wait to see what we find.
Natarajan is the author of a new book called Mapping the Heavens, about the search for dark matter and other cosmic phenomena. She says thanks to new technology, astronomers are making breakthroughs faster than ever before. And before too long, we might be able to put a name to the nameless stuff that makes up most of our universe. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.